He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio show. It is the day before, or a day that kicks off the big Memorial Day weekend. Boy, I tell you, I'll be looking for a day off on Monday so I can look at a lot of charts and whatnot, trying to find those big winners that we're after. And we're having such a hard time finding here in 2014, but they're lurking out there. Just got to dig a little deeper. We've got the Dow up 37 points right now. The Dow is at 16,580, and it's about flat on the year. Of course, I'll be reporting in my newsletter this week and exactly where we stand in the markets for 2014 and the areas that I favor right now, which, again, are completely different from the areas that I favored last year. The S&P 500 is up almost 4 points, 1896. Boy, we might see 1900 next week on the S&P 500. But still, you know, it's just up a skosh on the year. By this time last year, we were probably up, you know, 15 or 20%, somewhere in that neighborhood. The NASDAQ, it's up a scant 8 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,163. Gold remains mired in the 1300. Boy, I've said that. I've sounded like a broken record on gold now for a long, long time. As it just stays mired in that 1290 to 1300 area. It's at 1293 today, down just a little bit. Crude oil has been the story of the week. 104.05. Not only has it hit $104 per barrel, but it is remaining above that level today at 104.05. Just in time for the Memorial Day weekend. High gas prices. The euro's at 1.36, and the 10-year yield's at 2.53%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we have a large military presence, and of course Memorial Day and all that. We always remember our veterans who fought to give us the freedoms that we have today. We could all be speaking German or Japanese today were it not for some of our veterans. And I think of my own father. Every time I see a submarine, we have a little sub port here in San Diego. Of course, they're nuclear subs today. But every time I see a submarine enter into the harbor, usually you just see the conning tower. That's about it. The rest of it's below water. I think of my late father, Marvin Morgan Gunderson, who fought in World War II in the South Pacific, spent several years on a submarine. Man, I can't even get on the submarines at Disneyland without getting claustrophobia. I don't know how anybody could spend several years on a submarine in the South Pacific, especially how about a mother sending off their child at the age of 18, 19, not knowing whether they would come back or not. Boy, I'll tell you what, kids nowadays, they just don't know what our country has gone through and what our posterity has, or what our ancestors have gone through, and we owe a lot to them. And I honor my father at this time of year, and I think I'll probably make the short drive up to visit his grave site. And I look forward to being again together with him again someday and thanking him for what he did for us and our family. Well, we've got a market so far in 2014, which again is nothing like the market that we saw in 2013. And there's really been two reasons, maybe three, for the difference. I would say that the biggest reason that 2014 is different than 2013 is the Fed. And as I mentioned last week, I spoke at the Las Vegas Money Show, and our topic was the intersection of Washington and Wall Street. Well, there's a lot going on in Washington here in 2014. Number one, we have a new Fed chairman. We have a new sheriff that rode into town early this year, And we bid adieu to the old sheriff, Ben Bernanke, who rode off into the sunset and now gets $100,000 to speak. And especially if you want him to speak at your Kiwanis Club, write the check and Ben will come speak about the financial crisis of 2007-2008. So we had a new sheriff ride into town. And for that reason, one of the reasons, I put up the yellow flag on January 3rd of this year. And I think that was a pretty timely yellow flag. It was a warning to those of us and those of you who were riding the rails as fast as we could in the high PE momentum type stocks that led the market last year. I had a feeling in my gut that the party was over, that it was time to sober up, that the punch bowl was being drained, that the steroids were being taken from the market. No more performance-enhancing drugs in the stock market. The market was going to have to live on its own volition, on its own valuations, on its own GDP growth, which was zero in the first quarter of this year. No more steroids. No more stimulus. And you can see what it's done to the market. The market is flat on the year. But underneath the market, underneath the surface, what lies beneath are three major areas of the market that blasted off and led the market all last year and have been a real drag on the market this year. As I sent out my tweets yesterday, I think I sent out seven or eight. You know, I look at hundreds and hundreds of stocks while the market is open, including everything that I own, obviously. And I look at a lot of the big name stocks and anything that I think is worthy of looking at on a daily basis. And I looked at Twitter yesterday and I sent out a tweet on Twitter. I tweeted on Twitter about a twade. No, I tweeted that here's the worst chart I've seen all day. And it was Twitter. I should be ashamed of myself sending out a tweet on Twitter, knocking Twitter stock. But it was. It was the absolute worst chart that I've seen. And my response was, ugh. I'm glad I don't own this one. But there's other companies like Facebook, like Yelp, like Priceline.com, like TripAdvisor, others that are involved in this internet social media type of industry. And then there's the CRMs, the Workdays of the world, the Salesforces of the world, the leading stocks from last year, let's call it the second leading group from last year, has just been bushwhacked here in 2014. It's been absolutely ambushed. And yet there's a lot of people out there that still own that group, have ridden that group down hard. Yes, I got caught in the very late stages of the shift, of the transition from last year's leaders to where the market went after that. Basically, it went to safe harbors first. That's where it went first. That's where the money went first. It went to safe harbors, and then the big money had to kind of collect itself and take a look around at the world and figure out other places to go investing, and that's what we're seeing right now. And now we're starting to see some trends develop. But boy, that leadership of last year sure came to a screeching halt, which begs the question, should you stick with your strategy? What if you're a momentum investor? Well, I live or die by the sword. These are the stocks, the high growth stocks, the momentum stocks that were so hot in 2013. They're going to regain their leadership any time now in 2014. Well, I disagree with that. I mean, I look at the charts. I look at the relative strength. I look at the valuations. Oh, I see opportunities here and there for a quick trade. I did add some Yelp to my portfolio yesterday just in my speculative trading account because I think it looks like there may be a bounce there. But I don't see them as regaining leadership anytime soon. And I do see some biotech starting to get on their feet again and starting to move. Gilead has done real well here recently. And some others that I played last year, they're at least bouncing right now, but I just don't see them leading the market right now. Instead, this market has moved to energy stocks. We have a fracking boom here in America. This market has moved to India. with their elections here recently, which have completely changed the landscape in India. This market has moved to Brazil and Latin America, resource-rich countries that are also bringing about political change in their countries. And this market has moved to Canada, whether it be railroads or natural resource stocks up in Canada. It's just a completely different market than it was in 2013. And in fact, in the newsletter this weekend, I'll be going through it in depth, pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I want to say hi to an avid listener in Minnesota who says, Bill, thanks for all you do. Also, thank your Padres for giving my team a boost of self-esteem. Hey, no problem. You know, anytime we can lose here in San Diego and give your team... We're the only team in baseball that can make the Cubs look good. Oh, is that pathetic. Listen, my wife and I are huge baseball fans. We gave up our season tickets last year because the organization is pathetic. And here's my two cents. Now, I've been struggling with the Padres for 44 years. We've been to the World Series twice. Here's my two cents. Our current manager is a former pitcher. I was a pitcher. Pitching's fun. I mean, pitching really controls the game. But when it comes to managing, you'll notice that most of the good managers in baseball are former catchers. You see, we baby pitchers. I got a hangnail. I can't pitch today. I need to wrap my arm in ice. Oh, between innings, okay? Catchers, they get beat up. They take foul balls off their noggin. They get hit in the toes, the ankle. I mean, every body part has been hit by a foul ball or a wild pitch. These guys are come out bloody every single game. They make better managers. That's my two cents, okay? We had Bruce Bochy here in San Diego. We said, oh, Bruce can't take us to the promised land. Of course, Bochy's a former catcher. So we hired a pitcher who's now in his eighth year managing the Padres, Buddy Black. We haven't been to the playoffs once, and our former manager, Bochy, has two World Series rings. Okay? That's my two cents. Get a guy to manage the team who wore catcher's gear and a catcher's mask and never missed a day, and who's got bruised knuckles. They're better managers than pitchers. Name one pitcher who's a good manager. Former pitcher who's a good manager. Somebody came up with one time. And I can't remember who it was, but for the most part, you know, it's position players and catchers in particular that make good managers. Well, we've got our Cubs tickets, and we'll go see two of the worst franchises in the history of baseball struggle. You know, there was a joke that after nine innings, the Cubs and the Padres were scoreless. And the Cubs went home after nine innings, and three innings later, we finally won the game. And it's true. I mean, it's true. We're that bad. We cannot hit. I've never seen any. But we can pitch because we got a pitcher for a manager. That's my rant on baseball, Moneyball. Activus. That's where we're going. We're going to go to Activus. I have not owned a drug stock since March, late March. Early April, I completely deserted and left behind my biotech stocks that were so good to me last year. And I left many behind and waved goodbye to triple-digit gains in Dexcom, in Illumina, and in, what was the other, Jazz Pharmaceutical. Triple-digit gains, more than double, okay? Then I got caught in a few at the very end that hurt my aggressive growth portfolio, but that's okay. We're okay. We're fine. We transitioned. We were in the midst of a very orderly transition in the market that turned very tumultuous very quickly when Janet Yellen made her comments and when the congressman from California, Henry Waxman, made his comments against the biotechs. I saw them go about as fast as we're dropping in the standings in the Western League of the National League of the Major League Baseball. And I saw the pharmaceuticals, which also led the market last year, follow right behind. And now many of them, some of them, have picked themselves up by the bootstraps. They're rebuilding. Their charts are rebuilding. They're getting healthy again. Drug stocks getting healthy again. Not all, but some. And one that I have loved for a long, long time because, in my opinion, it's one of the cheapest ones out there. And you know I like cheap stocks. You know I like value. I usually go when there's any kind of giveaway. That's the only reason I'm going to see the Padres, is because they're giving away those brown and yellow jerseys, throwback jerseys. I've never had one. I'm going to go get my brown and yellow jersey because it's free. I don't care that the ticket costs $45 and the hot dog costs $5 and the soda costs $4.50 and the peanuts cost $4.50. I want my free jersey. All right? That's the way I am. And maybe on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll wear that jersey here on the air because it is pretty. I mean, brown and yellow got to be the prettiest uniforms of all time. But we're going to go to Ireland, and we're going to knock on the door. We're going to visit a company that I've owned in the past, and I own it once again. The name of the company is Activus. Ireland's economy is booming once again. Why? Well, they elected a pro-business government. There seems to be a lesson here. You know, it seems like all these countries that have gotten themselves into trouble with their economy, They've gone after businesses and gone after the companies that drive their economy. And Ireland was probably one of the worst offenders of all. And the Irish economy was not seeing green anymore. It was way down. And now they're saying, come to Ireland. And a lot of companies are, and Activus is one of them. They develop generic and branded drugs for hypertension, which this market will give you, sleep disorders, that too, contraception, pain, another thing that this market will inflict if you're not careful, and other different maladies that befall the human body. This is a $37 billion company. My emphasis here first is going to be on value. Now, there's no guarantees here. I like value, I like performance, I like a good healthy stock chart. Activus has all three. Still, there's no guarantees, but this is an example of what I like. Activus is trading at 13 times forward earnings. That's against a 19% anticipated growth rate, meaning it has a PEG ratio of 0.67, meaning that it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. I have a $381 five-year target price on Activus. It's currently trading at $212. And the performance of the stock has been stellar over the years. In fact, over the last 10 years, this is one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. This is a Gunderson All-Star. Over the last 10 years, this stock has delivered 19.4% per year, while the market's delivered just 5.6. That's not good. I just heard the camera go off for the television set. Over the last 5 years, 48% per year for Activus. That's triple the returns of the market. And over the last 3 years, Activus has delivered 50% per year, quadrupling the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, it's up 66%. Hey, I only have 3,841 stocks in my database. Activus ACT comes at 104, and it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. I don't know what kind of a break we had there, but they were late getting to me on the Channel 6 News. I tell you what, that's a hectic little deal. That's added some stress to my life. I've even had to put on a tie. Ugh, I feel like I can't breathe here today. I think a tie was designed to cut off the oxygen to your brain. I pity folks that have to wear a tie all day to work. I know what the first thing when I get done with this radio show, the headphones come off first and the tie comes off second, let me tell you. But you know what? Here's what I spoke to on the news, and I think this is very salient also for our radio listeners. I have a lot of listeners across America, especially here in San Diego, who are military, Navy, Marines, Army, or they're government workers. I have several clients that were postal workers at one time. Luckily, they never went postal. They retired. They had money in their thrift savings plan. You see, a government employee is offered what, you know, a person working at a corporation would be equivalent to a 401k, only they're offered a thrift savings plan, which has about six choices in it, okay? And it's very important, not only, number one, to fund that thrift savings plan, okay? They're throwing you a bone here while you're working on the weapon systems or cooking for a bunch of guys or whatever you do in the military or delivering the mail. You should be there throwing you a bone to throw a little bit of money into your thrift savings plan, because it goes in there tax deferred. You're not paying any taxes on the money that goes in. Same can be said about a 401k, or, you know, if you're a teacher, you have these TSAs. Secondly, once the money is in there, and this is very important to remember, invest it right. I had a friend who came to me. She had worked for 20 years, 30 years, for a major food company here in America. And she had a 401k. And she did her best to put money away into that 401k. And when it came time to retire, she sought me out to roll that money over from her employer and to invest it in my method of investing. And I saw that she had worked for 30 years, and she only had 30 grand in her 401k. And I thought, man, this, what the heck? This must just be a portion of her 401k. And I talked to her. I said, what have you had this money invested in all these years that you've been working there? She says, you know, I've just put it into the money market. Well, the money market doesn't grow. Yes, I know that there's no risk. You can't lose any money, but you can't make any money either. Had she just put that thing into the S&P 500 over the last 20 years, she would have had more like $200,000 or $300,000 instead of $30,000. So, you know, once the money goes in to the 401k or into the thrift savings plan or into the TSA, now the second most important item or order of business is to invest it correctly. And you should know by now, by listening to my show, that every year is different. Last year, it was a year for U.S. stocks. Okay, that's all you had to worry about. And a thrift savings plan has two choices in the U.S. stock market. Number one, large and mid caps. Number two, small and mid cap stocks. Last year was a year for small and mid cap stocks. I would have had my weighting 100% in that area. Isn't that risky, you say? Well, you could have had it in the bond fund. It was down 8% last year. You could have chose to have money in the international markets. They were down last year. That would have offset your returns by a wide margin that you got from the U.S. small and mid-cap stock. Now, flash forward to 2014. That which was best last year is now one of the worst places you can be invested. Now, over time, if you just want to ride it out, small caps over time, are more than likely going to outperform large cap stocks. But this is a year for large cap U.S. stocks. And so I would have zero exposure to the small cap index this year. This is me. You have to do what you want to do. This is me. I watch the markets every day. I look at hundreds of charts every day. I rank sectors every day. I rank asset classes every day. I rank ETFs. I rank mutual funds. And at the top of the heap this year are the two following areas. International, that looks really favorable. And I have this in my newsletter. I have three 401k model portfolios. I have the TSP model portfolio, which is very simple, very basic, but still crucial to be invested in the right areas of the market. I have the 401k model portfolio, because if you're not a government worker, you probably have a myriad of mutual funds that are available to you. And it can be mind-boggling choosing from amongst those mutual funds. But I have a model portfolio for 401k investors, and last year it was all about U.S. small cap stocks. And if you had any health sciences, healthcare, pharmaceutical mutual funds, or internet or technology available to you, that was 2013. This is 2014, and it's a different market. This year, I like international. And emerging markets is an area that I did not like and had no exposure to over the last several years. And now they're starting to bubble and gurgle again. We have, a bloated U.S. market. The candy, the pinata's been punched to death. The candy's gone. It's scattered. It's been eaten. And now the hangover, the sugar hangover in the U.S. markets. There's still some opportunity here in the U.S. markets. Maybe in your 401k you have some energy or natural resource mutual funds available to you. I'm sure you have some emerging market funds available to you. And I don't know if you have India or Canada or Latin America, but these are areas that are doing well in 2014. And these were areas that I have avoided for the last 3 years. You can see how the world changes. What about the bond funds, you say? They've had a good year so far this year. Well, in my opinion, that's been a flight to safety. Okay, I don't see that as a sustainable rally. I don't see going forward the bond market being a good, wise investment. But everybody's got to do their own thing. Check my newsletter out every week for what I recommend in the 401ks at pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones.
The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I want to talk this last segment of the show about trading, all right? I have a lot of traders that follow me on StockTwits during the day. StockTwits is an interesting little group of people. They're mostly involved in the market all day long. I have quite a few people that follow, and you know, I just, hey, if I see something I like or something, I send out a tweet. I say, hey, you know, I like the way this thing is breaking out here. It's number 98 overall on my app. I don't have a position yet, but you might want to take a look at it. And who knows, if I end up buying the thing, I'll send out a tweet that I just took a position in this thing. And of course, if you send out a tweet on StockTwits.com, it goes out on Twitter, which is a lousy stock, but I love Twitter. I follow not very many people on Twitter, but sometimes I see things on Twitter before the rest of the world, before it ever hits the news. And, you know, a lot of traders follow me on Twitter, and on Stock Twits. Here's the way I do trading. Okay, I have a little trading account of my own that I have fun with. Generally speaking, there are stocks that are too small or they trade too thinly for me to be able to buy, you know, a big block for my clients. I just can't trade them. It would move those stocks too much for me to come in and take a position. Like an elephant getting into a bathtub, it's not going to work. It would drive the price skyrocketing. But over the years, I found a lot of little stocks that traded thinly, not much volume, that ended up being some of the biggest winners of all time. In fact, they eventually ended up in my portfolios as they were discovered, and as the institutions came in, and as they became got a little bit of notoriety, etc. So I look at my trading account as kind of my farm system for my managed accounts. And I kind of run my trading account like a baseball team would run their farm system. They're looking for those two or three superstars that can really carry a team or can really carry a portfolio. I'm not looking. I know enough that I can't find 25 winners in a portfolio, but I'll normally have about 25 stocks at a time in my little trading account, which I publish every week in my newsletter. I started it a few months ago. No big winners yet, a few here and there. But overall, I think the portfolio is down about 6% since I started, because this is really a trendless market. There's nothing to short. There's really nothing to go long on that really has that double type of potential. You know, there's some that I think have that potential, but nothing's really following through here in 2014. But my point is, I'm looking for two or three or four huge winners. The Kentucky Derby winners, you know what I'm saying? A guy goes to Keeneland and brings back one yearling. What are the chances of that horse being a stakes winner? Well, guy goes to Keeneland, not that I've ever done this, but I know how the game works, and brings back 30 horses. Chances are greater that he might have two or three big winners in that pack. And of course, this year we have a freak in the Triple Crown, California Chrome. I know a little bit about the story behind this horse. He's become, you know, could become a Triple Crown winner. They got very lucky. That's very unusual to have one like that and to have him be so good. But I buy a little stable of about 25, 30, and I'm looking for the two or three, four winners, because that's all it takes to really carry a portfolio. I mean, if you look at last year, 2013, I think I had about four or five stocks that were doubles, maybe a little more. I had Magellan, I had Jazz, I had Dexcom, I had Illumina, and a few others that were big, big winners. And really, you know, that's all it takes to really carry a portfolio. Because if you think about it, if you start off with a 3 or 4% position in your portfolio, and you get a couple in there that double, well, all of a sudden, they're almost 20% of your portfolio. And they're carrying your whole portfolio. So that's the way I trade. I'm looking for those winners, and I put in tight sell stops to protect myself on the downside. And like I say, it just takes two or three of those things, a $4 stock going to $9 or a $16 stock going to $33 goes on a tear. I've got a couple right now that are beginning to really take off, but you know, no great shakes yet. My little India fund is doing real well so far. I bought India. A closed-end fund that invests in India stocks. I have Energy 3-to-1. That's another very aggressive play. It's done pretty well. It's up about 20%, but no doubles and triples so far, but they're out there. And that's what makes this business so fun. I was just on the TV here, local TV, doing the market update, and they were talking about how many people are going to be working this Memorial Day. In fact, polls show that 63% of people will be doing some kind of work-related work over the three-day weekend. You know, hey, you know, I'm one of those. I will be doing some work. I'll be looking at charts, and I looked at charts while I'm watching the Padres play the Cubs. It's way more exciting to look at stock charts, looking for those doubles or triples, which the Padres are not delivering. If we get a walk, we cheer. Look, we got a base runner. And we turn our rally cap sideways. You know, we've got a base runner. Maybe he'll steal second. Maybe there will be a pass ball, and he'll get to second. And we'll have a runner in scoring position, RISP, R-I-S-P. Problem is, we don't have anybody that can hit in that runner. Maybe we'll get two pass balls in a row and three, and he can steal home and we'll get a run. Well, you know what? I'd rather look at stock charts than hope for a walk to turn into a inside the park home run. And looking for those doubles, looking for those triples, looking for those lunkers, fishermen, trophy fish, it's the thrill of the chase, and it goes on every day here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can follow along in the newsletter, pwstreet.com. You can give us a call, and we'll put us looking for you, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.